North Dakota is once again producing over 1 million barrels of oil per day. The number dropped below a million this winter, but it rebounded in February thanks to better weather and oil prices above $50 per barrel, and to roads that remained frozen, allowing trucks to access well sites where crews brought uncompleted wells online. That's according to Lynn Helms, North Dakota's Mineral Resources Director.
Psychologically, it's a huge positive sign. The royalty owners will have money to spend. The workers are coming back, and they love to spend money. The industry will be making capital investments, and the state will have revenue to put into infrastructure and social programs and things like that.
But Helms thinks production could fall in the coming months before rising again later in the year. That's due to a couple reasons. Spring road restrictions will prevent heavy trucks from driving on thawing roads. And a lot depends on events overseas. OPEC meets at the end of May. If the organization decides against extending production cuts, the price of oil could drop, once again hurting Bakken production. Regardless, Helms expects demand and production to balance out later this year. Bakken employers are looking for 1,000 more workers to fill vacancies on frac crews and production jobs, but they're having trouble attracting them. That's due in part to competition from Texas oil fields.
Some of that is because the Permian Basin picked up a few months earlier, and so the highly qualified people went there to work in the oil patch.
He says the industry and several state agencies are preparing to launch a campaign promoting life in the Bakken. Housing there is more affordable, and there are new amenities like recreation centers, benefits that did not exist when the Bakken boomed a decade ago. For Prairie Public, I'm Amy Sisk.